Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Lisa of Lisa's Humane Life. I didn't realize that I could still do 2 hours a night. I have given up basically because I just don't get enough callers and there's just not enough to talk about in a 2 hour period. But since I'm covered until August, I'm not sure the date, I think around the 12th, I might as well do as much as I can. If you call in and you hear music, just hang in there. I'll be back. I do have a dog and a cat, and I am targeted. I'm going to talk tonight about the curse of America. We're on the end days. We don't have much time left at all now. It's not good. We're not just heading for a pulse shift. We've got huge planets over us and around us, and we've got a major debris field that we're just beginning to go into the midst of. You're not hearing all the news the way it is. But this is about gang stalking and the weapons that are being used on Americans. I mean, this is obscene. It's unheard of. And it's not normal. It's far, far from normal. Even the things that are being done to me while I'm sitting here, it's insane. There's no sanity about this. No matter how I go about it in my mind, this is insane. Now, in end times, those that are cursed lose their minds and they start devouring others. The ones in the past, and they will devour their own. Yeah, in the past, they were known as giants, the Nephilim, the Raphilim, demons, archons. Nowadays they call them aliens. That's not a good term, although that is what a lot of them call. They're demons. There's nothing good about it. And they have an AI system that's called Skynet. And this thing is a Terminator, a butcher. And yes, I use the word butcher. This thing is a Terminator. It's infecting every human being on the face of the earth. But America is behind it all. Because the number one military leader, and I'm going to tell you, they are Luciferian and or satanic. I think by now, if everybody knows, they're psychopaths. That means that they can do these things and then go home and lay down and enjoy life for the night and go to bed. In other words, they have no conscience. They are true psychopaths. There's nothing we can do about it now other than admit that they're cursed. And you know what? Maybe we are too. Matter of fact, I'm willing to say I am cursed as well. That nothing else. I'm spitting up after I'm getting shot at left and right. I'm getting what I'm assuming is scalar weapons, radio frequencies, my entire body, even my private areas. Zooming by here just because this thing thinks it needs to control my bowels. They are literally doing this. I seen the other night. Down in the undergrounds with these new babies in incubators, and this AI is controlling these babies. I mean, this is insane. But this has happened before in past, always at end times, and I see an uptick in it. Yesterday morning, I'm shocked that I got up and was not in shock and kept on going, just like a while ago when I tried to take a nap. But I realize that I'm sane. Because I'm the opposite, they are insane. Still, I'm being attacked. Now, I'm sitting here in America. I'm an innocent American. I'm being attacked. Now, I will say this. Apparently they caught. It's not apparent. It's obvious. They called in all their demons. I think they are aliens as well, if that's what you want to call them. You might want to call them fallen angels. They're obviously being controlled by their Luciferian agenda, which is the AI Skynet, Solar Warden. I mean, when I think of the overkill going on, you know, it isn't just, but we can start with CERN, and that's causing all the synchronicity, and it's nothing good about it. I think they let a few in the cracks, or maybe they're studying them too. They've made all of us guinea pigs. Some of us are getting the blunt. The rest are not. I almost feel like I'm taking the blunt in the whole area, and I am. This is being done to me by planes, vehicles zooming by, motorcycles zooming by. I don't need this thing. It's trying to put thoughts into my head that are already mine. This is insane. I renounce it. I find it putrid. And it's up to me to sit here and say, I not only rebuke and renounce in the name of Jesus, but also for the Creator. I want my Creator, whom I'm going to see soon, I hope, because we're all going to find out very soon what's going to happen. We're going to find out about these psychopaths. Are they heading fast into becoming new Nephilim demons? Sure seems like it. It sure seems like the Luciferians are controlled in the middle, that they're in the middle of crossing over this demonic realm. And they want to take us with them. Do you understand? They want to take us with them. Scientifically, by Dr. Robert Duncan, who doesn't seem to go any further than that, he calls it Project Soul Catcher. I read the book. While I was reading it, I got the chapter about mind hiving. Well, they were doing that to me down in Florida. Then even with a little retarded child. Everywhere I went, I had retarded people in and out of the lines. I can still see that. Haven't seen it in a while, but this is retarded. You know, somebody put us into a highly treasonable list as patriots. Because, see, they reversed everything. What we consider being a patriot, they consider not being patriotic. But then again, they went back to old Talmud laws. You know, this is the Luciferian agenda, the Freemasons and all the rest, skull and bones and what have you. I mean, who would think that they would... So we got CERN running. Then they started dumping chemtrails all over us. Chemicals, trails and trails of it. Most people didn't even see it. I used to point it out until I got tired. Smart dust was coming out of there and nanobots. And they purchased billions of microchips, nanochips back in the 1980s. For the biblical remnants in 1984. That came from Dr. Polek. It is, in my humble opinion as a researcher, and I've went over this and I've overheard a few gentlemen speaking. One was an investigator, murder investigator, former high-level Navy intel, that they said that the drones were for to seek out any remnants, anybody that survives the coming pole shift. That's what I think that was for, the so-called biblical remnants. These people are satanic. They worship Satan and Lucifer. One and the same, I don't know. Bo-ha-ba and all that. They really are. And this is a prophecy for them, whether we like it or not. I mean, I don't know about you, but I wasn't asked about this. Now, they're cursed, you understand? They cursed themselves because they had all kind of demons. You know, you can start with Barbara Bush's father. You know, he had a gray, which he invited into him. I can't make that up. Go look up his book. These people are cursed. You understand? And they did all the things that the fallen ones did thousands of years ago, and they cursed themselves back then, too. So did the Nephilim, which are the disembodied spirits. You know, they're the giants. They're the children of the fallen ones. So that's what we're dealing with today. I'm certain of it. I sit here and they're zooming around. It's like insanity going back and forth. This is insane. This is not normal. Let me know when it is. If you're a targeted individual, tell me when it's not. It's nuts. You know, we can call them psychopaths till the cows come home while we're fighting for our lives. I don't know about you, but I certainly didn't do anything to deserve this. Or then again, did I? And what I mean by that, when I say, are we cursed too? As Americans, maybe we are. I'm going to be honest. How many times did you sit on your couch and watch the news and see the Americans bombing the hell out of some poor, defenseless country and either rally it on or think, well, we are the most powerful country in the world. They must know what they're doing, or, gee, that's not right. That's terrible, but you didn't do or say anything, right? And had we done or said anything, maybe we wouldn't be sitting here going through this either. So that's the reality of it, that we're all cursed. We didn't do anything. We chose to do and say nothing. Here we're wondering why nobody's helping us. Where were we? We didn't help everybody in all those other countries. You know, I mean, I've done enough research now. Nobody's really done anything to us, and all the rest of them are I shall return. I'm going to play some music. I'll be back. Promise in a Okay. Now, there's some things I'm going to read to help you understand where I'm coming from. You see, gang stalking and the attacks are just off the charts now. Not that they weren't from day one, but they're just, as time passes, they're losing it. And I would say what's going on to me tonight and yesterday is just, it's worse than pure insanity at this point. And I mean, I've seen it all. The whole thing is insane, to be honest. Day one, it's obvious to me that they are cursed. They're an abomination. I do not believe they're completely human. There's too much information out here that, says otherwise. And there are some very credible people. You can either hear about the fallen ones, hear lots of people talking about these aliens, and there are some that I've really take serious. And I never grew up thinking all this could happen any more than the term alien. It was something I watched on TV as a kid. Didn't give it any thought. I wasn't a Star Trekker, to be honest. I watched it for a little bit, and it was just a series, and I was too old or something. I don't know what it was. It just didn't faze me. I wasn't one to look up in the sky for UFOs. I never was into it. I just wasn't. I have to admit, I find it hard to believe in them. And yet, I know that this universe, our universes are just huge. There's no way we're the only forms of life. And I go back to what I have found in regarding the Anunnaki. And the Bible, I find, is a very, very small, short rendition of the Sumerian text. Also, you know, they took a lot out of our Bible. Why? I think as far as the late 1800s, it took out Enoch, the book of Enoch. That was about the Watchers. That's the ones whose children, the Nephilim, went on to become demons. And if they're not demons, I don't know what is. You know, I was told they're trying really hard to be that. Well, they've very successful at it, if you ask me. I cannot ignore it any longer. I gotta make my own decision. This isn't a time to be sitting on the fence. You either gotta go with it or not. So I've been following Scott Hensler and others and for quite a long time, and I realize that they are an abomination. Regardless of what's going on, they are. This is not normal, how these attacks coming in. I'm hearing other ones online I've been listening to for several years, adamant, saying you're dealing with the fallen ones. They're saying we wouldn't be attacked if we were with God. You know, I got to admit, throughout my, I grew up going to church and all. I did. I grew up doing that. And then I got a thing in the mail when I was 14 saying, don't come back because you didn't. I was sick. I took off one Sunday. After years, nobody asked if I was okay. I said, no, I'm sick. I can't remember, but I was very sickly. And then I didn't go in the following weekend. So that tells me I was sick for at least 7 days. And they sent me a letter saying, a note, that I couldn't come back unless I paid a bill. And I thought, well, I guess I won't come back. But I was a teenager. And I have to be honest, when I walked away, I didn't give it any thought after that. Even though I believe that the military, where I was left at as a baby, I think they had something to do with it. And I'm starting to wonder, the one that came through the wall, you know, that's just not normal. And you know, you see all these CIA and all that, and all they talk about is remote viewing and all this. I'm sorry. They claim that anyone can do it. I'm not so sure I'd want to. Why would you want to? But, I don't know about that. Now the body and all that, I think that's kind of abominable. Let me just say this. There are TIs that are having this done to them. Would you want to do it to someone else? No, I certainly wouldn't. Any more than I'd want to beam down weapons on someone. And, you know, this whole thing and holograms. I mean, I got ghosts coming in now. I don't know if they're real or a hologram, which is in their paper. We'll be right back.
Oh.